A little bit about the Seder then, and if we have time at the end, we'll maybe have to take some questions or, yeah, and see what interests the people. Until a few years ago, whenever I would read the Haggadah, so there was always these directions, you know, that you're following, and it seems like it's like this play, and you don't understand what exactly these cues are. Okay, now everyone, you know, pick up the matzah. Now pick up the cup. Now cover the matzah. Now put, and it's like these instructions in the Haggadah, but you don't really know what's going on exactly. So I want, in order to give us a little understanding, I want to be able to explain a little bit what's going on, so that we'll understand a little bit more what's going on. But let's start from the beginning. So it's brought down that you're supposed to start mitchilas halayla, as soon as you can. Now, as soon as you can doesn't mean before nightfall. It has to be bevaday night, and the reason for that is because you can only eat the Korban Pesach at night. At night means after Tzeisach Kochavim. So since you can only eat the Korban Pesach at night, you can only eat matzah at night, because the zman of matzah is the same zman of Pesach. And since you can only eat matzah at night, you can only have the four kosos at night. And since you can only have the four kosos at night, you can only make Kiddush at night, because the first cup of Kiddush is the kois of Kiddush is the first kois of the Dalad Koisos, right. And therefore that all has to be after Tzeisach Kochavim. It doesn't mean you have to daven Maariv late, it just means you can't start.
Well,
Arba Koisos all have to be at night.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to set the table Bekelim Noim. First of all, it's supposed to be set. And he's supposed to set it with kelim noyim, with beautiful kelim. And there's also, it's interesting that there's two reasons given. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down a reason, is because you're supposed to be b'derech cheres, to show that you're free. You know, that we're not really in Golus or all that. We're not Meshubit to the Golus, because we're just here temporarily, but eventually we're going to go back. The other Rishonim actually say, the Rashbats, and then there's a Haggadah from the Rashbats, a Rishon, he says that it's just the regular, from the Maril, that it's the regular rule of Zekeli Van Vehu, that you're supposed to beautify the mitzvah. So therefore, it's nothing to do with their cheres. But either way, the point is that you're supposed to set the table, make sure it's beautiful and ready to go when you come home. Part of setting the table, people set up the makum for Haseba. That they set up a way that everyone could be mekayim and fulfill the mitzvah of Haseba. So how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Haseba properly? And we discussed the lumdus of the mitzvah of Haseba the other day, right? Is it a separate mitzvah, or is it part of the mitzvah of Dalad Kosos? But whatever the pshat is, but there's a mitzvah to do Haseba. So how do you do Haseba? You do it, you lean on your left. Yeah. What happens what ends up happening...
Do them together.
What happens is, what people tend to do is, they go like this, they lean on the left, and they drink. Mm-hmm. So, la'alacha, you're not mekayim Haseba if you do that. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of Haseba if you do that, because the mitzvah of Haseba is leaning on something. So that means that, that's why Shulchan Aruch says, Yisader Mokom Moishavai, you should set up, and they would actually bring like lounge chairs and lean on, and literally be leaning, you know, not back, but to the side. But if you have a chair like this, so it's very hard to fulfill the mitzvah. So the other Achronim say the armchairs and bring a pillow and you're leaning on it. But if not, you have to realize that going like this is not really fulfilling this. If anything, you're trying to figure out how you're balancing yourself, and it's not very comfortable, and you don't fulfill Haseba with that. You have to be either leaning on the table or like turn your chair around and be leaning on something like that. But you have to be leaning on something. The Gemara says that when there was no room, the Talmidim, each one would be leaning on the knees of his other, of his friend.
That so they
would
all comfortable for the friend.
Well, he's doing it on the next guy. So,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It seems like everybody's making each other very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but that's important to know. And another thing that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is medayik from the Mishnah and Pesachim is that you're only mekayim Haseba if you do it etzel hashulchan, if you do it by the table. So that means, if let's say you figure this is too complicated, I'm just going to go to the couch. So you have your whole table, and then by the kosos, you take the cup to the couch, and you go lie down on the couch, and you don't fulfill haseva, according to Reb Chaim, because it has to be that it's part of the way you're, it's part of the way you're eating your suda. It's part of the way that you're fulfilling everything is with haseva. So if you're doing it separate from the table, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. So I saw that one time, actually. That's why I'm saying it. Is because, you know, I saw someone that, you know, I'm going to fulfill Sebel Mamish B'mehudar. And I'm going to do it on the couch, and, you know, this is going to be the real Haseba. Maisa, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, according to Reb Chaim, because he's not by the table.
But if you have a little table in front of you, the couch, which he used to have in the old days,
yes, that would work.
That's the way they ate. Yeah. They had a little table, and then they had their own couch.
That works. That works. Now, there's different minhagim about women. If women do haseba, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch says that they don't have to. And the reason for that is because nowadays, you know, part of the reason for that is because nowadays, really, the whole minhag of haseba is really a question. Why did they do it? Why do we do haseba at all? So the Rav Yoh says, therefore, nowadays, the Rav Yoh says we don't really have to do haseba today at all because it's not the derech that we eat. So since the Rav Yoh says you don't have to do a seba at all, so women can rely on the Rav Yoh. The thing is, though, it's so very interesting, Ha'aron, Shlomo Zalman, he says, if Kedai Hu Rav Yoh Lismoich Alav, if the Rav Yoh is saying a good svara, he's saying a very logical thing, nowadays we don't do a seba, so why only the women rely on it? The men should also rely on it. So he wants to tie it like this, that the whole idea of women doing a seba nowadays is a chiddush, because really in the time of the Gemara they didn't do a seba. Only an isha chashuva. What is it? What's the difference between isha chashuva and an isha who's not chashuva? Isha, I guess he says it seems like the women were very secondary in the household. So the man was in charge, and then he had this woman who was basically listening to him and doing everything that he says. And that's not the case today.
Usually it's the men to listen.
So therefore, they have to do a seba also because they're just as equal as the men in the household. So he wants to tie it like this. Really, Chazal said a takana that you have to do a seba. Now, nowadays it doesn't really make so much sense because the Rav Yoh says, you know, the min today it doesn't make sense to do a seba. But since in the Zman of the Gemara when Chazal established it, that's the way they did it, and everyone did it, we're not going to be mevatel the minhag. But by the women, in the time of Chazal, they didn't do it anyway. So Teretz is that in between it became, you know, there was a middle time where the women were chashuv enough that they do the seba, and the minig still hadn't changed that it was still customary to do a seba. So there was this middle time period in history that it made sense for women to do a seba. But now that nowadays that there's not really a reason to do a seba, and in the time of the Gemara the women didn't do a seba, there's no reason to make them do it. Just the men, we have to still do it because that was what they did in the time of Chazal. No, they are. So they could. They could. But I'm just saying, but they don't have to, because the Rav Yoh. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Kedai Rav Yoh Lismoich Alav for the Nashim. But the Nashim could do a seba. They don't have to. The minhag is that most fathers allow their children to do a seba. When you start Kiddush, so the first thing is, before that even, when you're still setting the table. So there's a couple different minhagim about, is it kedai for each adult, or each family, or each man, to have his own matzis, or to have his own ka'ara?
Mm-hmm.
So there's different minhagim on this. But it could be it is kedai at least to give every person their own, maybe two matzahs or three matzahs, so that you can, you know, because the matzah gets complicated. So I think it's kedai for every married man or, you know, that has a family to have their own matzahs, and they don't need their own kaira because we don't really eat off the kaira anyway, but the matzahs is kedai. Now there's another thing like this. We say in the Haggadah, we say, Yachol Rosh Chodesh, you would have thought that maybe you could fulfill the mitzvah from Rosh Chodesh. Tamun loymar bayamahu. I bayamahu, Yachol bayam. Tamun loymar, Bavur Zeb, Bishah Sheish Matzamar, Munachim Lefanecha. So we say that the Zman of the way to fulfill, the Zman to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is with matzah and maror at the time that the matzah and maror is in front of you. So, kapshuta, what does that mean? It just means at the time, at the evening, when you could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah mar. But there's a lot of Rosh Hashanim that are mashma, that is actually the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be said on the matzah. You're supposed to say it when the just like we say Kiddush on the wine. So you're supposed to say the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be on the matzah. So the matzah is supposed to be there on the table. So we went through this last year. We had a whole arichas. I was going through the sugya, and it's not klar, but my father was here, and we were going through it. But it seems like there is an inyan, at least. I'm not going to say I have to, but there is an inyan that all the matzah that's going to be eaten, all the matzah that's going to be eaten by anybody for the mitzvah of achilas matzah should be at the table already from the beginning of the Seder. So it means, let's say the Baal Bais has three matzahs. Now, the whole table is not going to be able to eat from his three matzahs. So after everyone washes or whatever, you finish them, then you bring out your boxes of matzah and you give it out, you know, you give out those kazesim. So it comes out that those kazesim that the people are eating were not on the table, b'shas, that you said the Haggadah. So that means that matzah didn't have the fulfillment of having the Haggadah set on it. And part of the mitzvah of lechem oini is lechem she'oinin alav dvarim harbe. That means that the matzah is supposed to be matzah that you spoke about. You spoke in relationship to the matzah. So therefore, the matzah that people are using for to fulfill the mitzvah, there's an inyan that it should be on the table.
First, or at least in the same room.
Why not inside? Everyone said, I have to say something new. Otherwise,
isn't it if it's in the same room where the Seder is being held, does that to be mamish on the table? As long as it's in the same room where you're saying it.
Within an earshot so it can hear it.
Right. I know, matzah's got very good hearing.
Why not inside? Why is this any different from...
I'm saying in the room, in the box.
In the room, close by.
I don't know if that helps.
Not in another room, for sure not.
None of this is makam. I'm just saying, if it's in a closed box, you know, on a shelf, that the shelf happens to be in the room.
Box needs to be open.
You're not bringing it to the table.
You don't obviously have it open because even the matzah.
So what if it's organized and discussed beforehand?
Why is it such a big deal? I think it's easier to bring it to the table than it is to start opening the boxes on the shelves and
room on the table. It's, you know.
So you put it next to
the box at their own seat at the table.
We do not.
What?
I think that would be even better. Their own plate, their own piling.
We do with the first kiddush. You say kiddush.
The matzah sitter Eliyahu, who's going to sit.
Wine's there, right? Mm-hmm. Doing it on the kiddush. So what's the difference? That's the mitzvah.
What? You pile it up on Eliyahu's seat,
and then by the time you're
ready to
invite. What you do is you pile up the matzah in the middle. That's going to be the new minhag. You pile up the matzah in the middle, and the spot where the matzah is, where the whole seder, that's where you put the kosher Eliyahu. That's what you're suggesting. Okay. But it is a shtickel chiddush, but if you go through the sugya, it seems like this. To fulfill the inyan of lechem oini, we call the matzah lechem oini. Lechem oini means lechem she'oinim olav dvarim harbe. It's the lechem which is, you know, you've spoken a lot about or over olav she'oinim olav dvarim harbe, that you've spoken on the matzah. And you've answered many questions. You've had a lot of discussions over the matzah. So if the matzah's not on the table, there was nothing being discussed on it. So therefore, as an extra, you know. Hidur, it would be a nice thing to bring the matzah to the table before all the matzah that's being used. Now, I'm not saying you have to do it, but again, you know, like someone else said, listen, you're going to say the same thing we've already done the same 40 times, or however it is, 50 times, so are you going to say anything new? So, you know, sprinkle in some things here and there. Listen, I don't think you have to, I think you could leave them covered the whole time. That much, I think.
Or just leave the box on the table.
What?
You leave a box of matzah.
Yeah, or whatever, a plate, however you do it. A plate with matzah and put a cover on it. And that's what we always do.
Well, you take them out of the box? All the matzahs?
What do you do at a regular Shabbos meal? Don't you have like a plate that you put matzahs on?
No, I don't eat matzahs on Shabbos.
Yeah, your makvid, like the bris, like the bris levi, you only eat the kazayis matzah, and that's it.
Pesach. Oh, I'm Pesach.
I'm talking about Pesach. What do you think I'm talking about? Shavuos.
No, you said Shabbos.
Shabbos chalamoid.
Okay.
So what do you find?
What do I do? Everyone has the adults have three matzahs. And in the middle, there's two plates of matzahs wherever they are, and they have a challah, oh, not challah, a matzah cover on them.
Right.
And that's it. They're piled up matzahs, and you have them. So they're on the table, and that's it.
Okay.
And
then out of the box.
Everything's out of the box.
It doesn't have to be out of the box.
Are you going to put a box of matzah on the table? Yeah, that's taco weird. I agree. Don't put a box of matzah on the table.
You want them to hear well anyway.
Now, the that's Lagabi setting up the table. All right. Now,
not with the challah cover, though.
Right. Now, the challah cover, bad idea. Now, dal kaisis. So the first mitzvah that you start to say, the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of dal kaisis, is Kiddush. Now, there happens to be it's brought down in the Sfarim, as they say, is that before each part of the Seder, you should say the Siman that you're doing. So you should say Kaddish, because there's a Siman, Kaddish, Orchat. So before each one, you should say Kaddish. That's what. So you said Kaddish, and now you start doing Kiddush. Now, I also saw another interesting thing in Rosh Hashanah, and he asks, why, if there's an Indian to remember the Dal L'Shoinus of Geula, and that's why we have four cups of wine. Right, so they could have been mistaken anything. They could have said, "Eat, you know, you should have four potatoes, you know, or whatever it is, for the goyim." Why were they mistaken dafka four cups of wine? What is the remez? What's the inyan?
Havis.
What?
Havis.
So the keneged the lashonis of geula.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying it's a cheres inyan.
That's why, for example, I think Rabbi Feinstein, Rabbi Moshe Zechariah Roch, used to say you have to have a certain amount of alcohol because otherwise it's not cheres.
Okay,
you
so we'll get to that.
On grape juice, but not on Pesach.
Okay, I hear.
Unless you're medically not allowed to have it.
Right. Okay, I hear.
Why do they call it Kiddush and not Kiddush?
I'm not sure.
And also it's a bit of simcha.
No, I think because it's I'm not sure exactly.
The other one is probably simcha. It's
yeah, okay. Okay.
It's so, yom, okay. Especially for...
So now, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says an interesting Ga'ari point. He says, if you look at the four Lashonis of Geula, they're not just repetitive. It's not just synonyms. Four things that happen. It's not Lashonis. It's really four steps in a process. Vaitzesi, first I take them out. Then Vitzalti, I'm saving them from their influence. Ga'alti, they become redeemed. Vilakachti, then I finally bring them to me. So it's four steps in a process. Normally, when a person has something, when you have one piece of chocolate, that's good. The second one is not better than the first. It's either the same, and probably by the time you're up to the third, it's not even as good as the first was, right? So they wine don't. One doesn't help. Wine doesn't. One piece doesn't. There's no buildup. But when it comes to wine, the more if you're enjoying it, so the second cup is more enjoyable than the first, because it has more of an effect, and then the second and the third, and the third and the fourth. So just as you're building, the geula was building itself up. So we use something which is a build-up. It builds one on the next. Yeah, the first cup, but the second cup is not like the. It's not just having a repetition of the first one. Now you're on a new. Now you're having a second one. That's already more enjoyable, right? So that's why wine, he says, is a appropriate zecher for the four steps in the geula process, because it's really a build-up similar to the four lashonis of geula. Okay, so now. Moving along, this is the people always have every single time, every single Yom Tov, people have the same Shaila in Kiddush, is do the women answer, what's the Shaila?
If the women answer
Amen to the Shechianu of the men. Same old Shaila every year. So first of all, I think that many people have a meaning that by the Seder, everyone makes Kiddush together.
That's good.
Is that something that
it
people do?
It saves time. So especially okay. 25 people.
So it may save time. So if in that case, so the woman is set up a shechianu by the kaisa, by the
hadlaka,
and then she just says kiddush herself. But if one person is being yoytzei, so Rabbi Yashiv writes that over here everyone agrees that she could say the shechianu for a partial reason, because the shechianu that she said on the neiris was only on the yom. On the yom tif, she said shechianu on the neiris. But at the Seder, we're making also shachianu on the mitzvahs that you're going to do. Every mitzvah that you do, you also make a shachianu. So you make a shachianu on the matzah, on the marah, and everything we're doing, you're making a shachianu. So that shachianu, she could say amen to. Now you could ask, why did, maybe she should say her own then. I mean, maybe she, so in a chanami, you know, that much will say that she maybe she had in mind or whatever, it's a tuffle to the yom, but she's allowed to say amen and have in mind that I'm fulfilling the shachianu now for the mitzvahs that are coming. And it's also kedai to say, just like, you know, by on Purim morning, people make a klap and they say when the Balkari says shachianu, you should have in mind all the mitzvahs of yom. So it's kedai to speak out before you start kiddush and tell and remind everyone there at the table. Say we're going to say Shechianu now, and we're saying Shechianu not only on the Kiddush, not only on the Yom Tif, but also for all the mitzvahs that are coming. So the mitzvahs, yeah, you should say that. First of all, this is beside for Kiddush; it's the first couple of the four kaisis. And I'm saying Shechianu now, not just on the mitzvah, not just on the Yom, but on the mitzvah of the four kosos, Mar and Matzah, Korach and Afikoyim, and all the mitzvahs of the Yom. I'm making Shechianu. We don't make a bracha on Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, but on the other mitzvahs. So it's kedai to speak that out, and the women could add something. Now, women are obligated in the mitzvah Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, which is a big question. Why are they obligated in the mitzvah Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim? L'chayra, it's a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. It's a time-bound mitzvah. And even though the chayim, so that doesn't help for deraisas, that only helps for derabanans. That's what Gemara says. So Dal Koisis is because Afhein Ayubayi Sayanes. Matzah, they're mechuyiv because there's a hekesh. If you can't eat chametz, and you have to eat matzah. But why are they obligated?
Shem is saying that in itself is even more because it was.
I'm saying, but that has nothing to do with Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. That only
isn't that part of the whole idea of the whole mitzvah is to be able to relate the godless of Hashem. I mean, that's part
okay,
of the Iker mitzvah of Pesach is the Hakorzis.
So was that why? So why are not Shem mechuyiv?
How can you do that? Because they, since the Gula came through them, and we're talking about emphasizing the.
Okay, I hear
the Pearsum, right?
I hear. But it's not really Pearsum Anis, it's a different Indian. But okay, I hear what you're saying. But the Rishonim deal with this question, why are women obligated in the midst of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim? And Rabbi Yashiv brings down over here from the, I think it's from the Sefer Achinuch, he doesn't say, but very interesting reason, which is very shver, but it's very interesting reason, that the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, really, they started it, when was the first time? When was the first year that Klal Yisrael fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim?
Before they left. But they didn't leave yet.
Was it the year after they left, or was it the year that they were still in Mitzrayim? So he says, the Sefer, I don't know if he's saying it from himself, I thought maybe it's a Sefer Chinuch, but Rabbi Yashiv writes here that was the year that they were in Mitzrayim, they already did the mitzvah.
Because
they did the mitzvah of, they were talking about all the Nisim that happened, all the Makos and everything that had taken place. So they already fulfilled the mitzvah then. In Mitzrayim, there was no klal yet, that Nashim or Potter from a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. So therefore, in Mitzrayim, the women did it also. So therefore, since the women did it in Mitzrayim, we do it this way also. The only thing with this reason is Shver a little bit, because if that's true, then that's enough of a reason for them to be Chayv and Matzah also. And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's only Chayv and Matzah because it was a Hekesh to Chametz. The Gemara's not mashma like this. But anyway, this is an interesting reason that Rabbi Yashiv writes that since in Mitzrayim, they also fulfilled the mitzvah Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, so therefore, the women did it, the women should do it now all days also. So it's kedai to make a mention in the beginning that the women are also obligated and they also have to participate, at least in the minimum, part of the mitzvah Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim.
But they didn't have matzah the first Seder in New York, in Mitzrayim.
In New York.
Probably not. Again, who knows? We're not
they
sure.
They did.
Gone there
to sure, they did.
Over. Well, the whole idea with the matzah was when they left.
That's a huge question. All the Rishonim asked that question. The Ran and the Barbanel and a lot of people asked this question. The Torah says eat matzah. In Mitzrayim, it was clear that they ate matzah. So why do we say that the reason that they ate matzah is because they left early? They didn't do that. Even before they left, they were mechuyev to eat matzah. Mm-hmm. This is a big question. All the Rishonim.
So in those days, the women had to do it too. Right?
That's what I'm saying. That's my question. Okay.
So now, about all the mafreshim that they said what?
They asked this question. Why do we eat matzah? I'm not going to get involved in that, but it's a good question. Now, another reason why it's kedai to mention to the women that they have to participate in Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim is because of the following scenario. What you can have is, the Gemara says, Shton bevas achas lo yatza. That means if a person, let's say a person's running late, and he wants to do the mitzvah. So what he does is, you know what, I don't have time for this whole business. I have to just do it. So I drink one cup of wine, one, two, three, four, drink it, and go weiter. You're not yotze, because the mitzvah is not just to drink four cups of wine. It's to have the four cups of wine as part of the process. So the first one is said with Kiddush. The second one is said with Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim. The third one is said for benching. And the fourth one is said on the halal.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi, with the you said the women are responsible for matzah, not because they did a Mitzrayim. You said because...
because the Gemara says, anyone that is not allowed to eat chametz has to eat matzah. That's the Gemara says. Excuse me. So what could happen is a scenario, if a woman is not careful, if a woman is not paying attention to the Seder, and she's busy with other things, with the kids, with the baby, with the kitchen, yeah. with the kitchen or whatever. So what could happen is, okay, everyone come for Kiddush, okay, everyone comes for Kiddush, drink the wine. All of a sudden, next thing you know, she pops up, out, she's in the Kiddush, okay, we're about to drink the second cup, okay, so she comes back, second cup, drink. So it comes out that it's Shton Bevasachas. She drank it all at once. She never did anything in between the two.
In my house, the kitchen, dining room, living room, it's all one big area. It's all
open. She's saying she hears it no matter what. So, okay, good. So Adrabba, so it means she could be on the couch and she could still be participating. I'm just saying, but you need to have a case. You need to be participating in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because you have to fulfill Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also because otherwise you're not fulfilling the second cup either. So, and that could happen. That could happen for a choila also. It could happen for someone who's sick. Let's say you say, okay, you know what? I'm just pasha. I can't. I'm sick. I'm not feeling it. Call me for the important parts. So you know he has his cup of wine, and then you call him back for. Okay, we're doing the second cup now. You know he's not yoytze. So it's important to realize you need to be doing something for each cup of wine. It's significant. The same thing holds true for the halal. Let's say someone doesn't say the halal at all. You know, by the time the third cup is, they finish benching, they're done. You know, so it's got to realize that you need to be doing the mitzvah which the kais is being set on. So now continuing through in so good. So now we did halal. We made all these important announcements about the shachianus, and everyone's going to realize that we're doing the second cup is set on the halal. Good. Now, what goes on, and then again, you say before, as you continue, so you say Urchatz, and you wash, and you wash your hands, you don't say a bracha, and you eat less than a kazayis. You say karpas, everyone takes it, because you're supposed to say the simen, take less than a kazayis, and you have in mind, when you're saying the hadoma, then it's going to pat to the mar, yachatz, and you break the matzah, and then you're up to magid. And you say Magana, and you have in mind that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim. And then all of a sudden, that's what I was mentioning earlier, is that this is where confusion starts happening. Is that it says, you before Halach Ma'anya, you reveal the matzah, and you pick up the kara, and then you remove it, right? You remove it. And then he's mechasa, and then you cover the matzah, you fill up the second cup, then you say manishtana, and then you bring back the car, and you open the matzahs. So what is all this? What exactly is going on over here? So it is really pashut, be'etzem. What? What did you say? The car is the plate, the Seder plate.
The one which has the matzahs and all the simonim on top, that's the car.
Seder plate, yeah. So now, what is all this all about? You're moving it. Like, what are you doing exactly? So this is what the pshat is like this. There's a combination of factors here that we're trying to do together. One thing is that just like on Kiddush by Shabbos Kiddush, whenever you're holding the wine, you have to cover the challah or the matzah. So that's there's something in there. Going, you know, those things go together. Now, when you're actually fulfilling, this is what we said earlier, when you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, the matzah is supposed to be open. Because that's what we said, you're supposed to say the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim on the matzah. So whenever you're doing the mitzvah, it has to be open. When you start off Halach Ma'anya, the reason you're supposed to pick up the plate, the Seder plate, and kind of remove it from the center where it was. Maybe ask someone, can you put it at the end of the table? You're supposed to actually do that. You're supposed to take the kaira, give it to someone, pick it up for a minute and then, you know, give it to someone to have remove from the table.
Which party, tell me, why would you have to remove from the table? I've never seen that done. I've never heard about
no?
it.
No?
First time. I've really? Been around for
it says, it says it. It says it in every single...
It says cover and uncover.
No.
The only time to remove it is before you go to Shulchanara.
No. It says...
art scroll...
What does it say?
It
says remove it.
It definitely tells you to remove it.
What?
It definitely tells you to remove it.
It's that's the halacha here.
Why do we remove it?
Now, what?
Maybe okay. Move to the side.
So now, so the point of removing it is like this. What does it say there? By halachim anya, we're going too far.
Jumping too far ahead. You're up halachim anya. I'm moving by yach. That's what you have to. You didn't mark it. Don't tell me take it by.
No. I'm taking right away. You take it off and then you bring it back by right after.
So what do you according to you take it off?
You take it off by halach ma'anya and you put it back after manishtana.
So between halach ma'anya and manishtana,
it's off.
Right under magid.
So what do you have between halach ma'anya and manishtana? There's nothing there. Halach ma'anya, you have it on the table. Halach ma'anya, you have to show it. We pick up the matzah and show it.
It's like this. It's okay. So you pick it up.
That's what I'm saying. And then when you get to the manishtana, you have to open it up.
No. And then it says, misalkin ha-ka'ara ima matzah, it's letzad acher.
Letzad acher.
Oh, good. So I'm saying, so you move it to, as I said, put it at the other end of the table.
Removed to the other side. That's what we said. Not taking it.
Like, removed. So okay, I'm being Mako. I'm saying you can move it to the other side of the table.
Right. Okay. No, but I'm saying because the
well, hold on. Let me explain. So what's the idea? Basically, just the idea is not so complicated. The idea is that in the olden days, the Kaira, you were actually eating off there. Everything was there. All the things you needed for the mitzvahs were there.
Right.
See, now you have a karpas on the, you have like your token piece of karpas on there, but then you bring out a bowl of karpas and you're not really touching that, right? But if that was your main plate, if that was the main thing, so what happens is you say halach ma'anya, you show the matzahs, and then after halach ma'anya, you put down the matzah and you take off the whole plate or you move it to the side. So what are you doing by doing that? Really, that was a simon. Okay, we're finished. We're clearing the table. That's the idea. So the idea is, so you clear the table so that the kid starts asking and saying, what's going on over here? The kid's like, I have my whole packet of divrei Torah I'm supposed to say. Why are we finished? Right? So you clear the table to show Kiyu like you're finished. Then you all of a sudden confuse them more, you start pouring the second cup of wine. Now that you pour the second cup of wine, he gets even more confused. And then he asks Manishtana officially. This is what's supposed to happen. If everything works out right, then he's supposed to ask Manishtana, right? Now, that means that he's asking questions. And the reason he's asking questions is because that's the way you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Magid, is that he's supposed to ask the questions. After he asks the questions, before you answer them, after is Avadim Hayinu, then you bring back the kara, the kaira. That's what it says, right? What does it say? Right, what does it say?
It says right before the Manishtana.
Not before, after Manishtana.
So by Avadim Hayinu, when you're answering.
When you're answering the question, then you bring back. You say, I fooled you.
The kasha's not gone from Halach Ma'anya to the end of Manishtana.
What does it say? After Manishtana, it says bring it back, right?
Approximately 7 pesos.
Yeah. And then the matzah is kept uncovered. So why is the matzah uncovered? So the matzah is uncovered. Yeah, and then that's when you start answering. So the whole idea of this thing back and forth is to engage the children. And that's why you're supposed to give, it's brought down the halacha, you're supposed to give candies, and you're supposed to keep them as involved as possible. So these things where you know, if you do it in a way that it could really be more questions, and you understand a little bit the seder advarim, it makes a lot of sense. The seder is that halach ma'anya, you're pointing at the matzah. Manishtana, is the opportunity for the child to set the tone for the night. You're supposed to set it with questions. The child asks questions, and then avadim ayinu is the answers, and then from then on you're really answering all of his questions, and that's during that whole time the matzah is supposed to be open, and explaining the story. The side of the whole mitzvah really is not just historical story. Really, we're supposed to be taking it as an opportunity. We're supposed to be reliving it, but more than that, we're supposed to really be taking it as an opportunity to entrench in our children the emuna of Yitzias Mitzrayim. You know, the if you look around, the mitzvahs that we do during a regular year, we say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim over and over again. Every Shabbos we say Kiddush, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Twice a day we say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyashma. We're constantly remembering Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it so important? So Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why is that so significant that we're making such a big emphasis on it? So the Ramban says, well, more than that, the Ramban says, and we saw something used to give a mashal for this, but the Ramban says that the idea is that this was the one time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically showed us that he runs the world, and he's the kol yachol. He's the one that's in charge of everything. And Lav Dafka is going to show it to us every single generation. Hashem is not always going to step up and say, okay, I see that you guys don't really believe in me, so I'm going to make this major miracle. No, he's not going to do that. What he's going to say is, you know, if you don't believe in me, read the Torah again carefully and see that this is what's that I look at Tzias Mitzrayim. I did it then, and I'm not going to prove it to you every single time. So the Tzias Mitzrayim is the fundamental opportunity for Emunah, and that's why everything is Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. What is Shabbos? You ever thought of this question? We say Shabbos, we make Kiddush Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. What does Shabbos have to do with Tzias Mitzrayim? Shabbos was way before Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Every kid, we say Kiddush, right? In Kiddush on Friday night, we say, what's the exact wording? We say, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what does Shabbos have anything to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Simple question. So the answer is everything is Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that also helps us together with Yetzias Mitzrayim in our Emunah. So this Shabbos is saying Hashem created the world, but when did we see that was in Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's only working together with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything is to reinstill the Emunah that we got at Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Ramban says. He said the reason why Shabbos is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is because it's to also help us with the Emunah that we received at Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's when we received it. So good. So this is our belief. Everything that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed nature. He controlled nature, and he controlled it not just Tam, but for our benefit. Right? For us. Okay? So this is showing us that Hashem really runs the show. But when is our opportunity? That's true, and it's gewaldic. But when's our opportunity to really focus on that? It's one night a year when we don't just do Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We study the Yetzias Mitzrayim in a way that we're actually taking the lessons out of it for the rest of the year. So that means the rest of the year, your Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim that you're going to say, the rest of the year is Kiddush, and the rest of the year at Shema is only going to be as strong as your Seder was. However strong your Seder was, and however strong your Emunah becomes during Pesach, and that you understand, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and you make a big in yourself. It's not just about going through the motions, but it's about understanding that we're really trying to entrench this Emunah in us. Then the rest of the year, you can fall back on that and say, you know what, this Shabbos, I'm not going to let myself. I'm not going to let down the guard. The Emunah was strong on Pesach, and I'm going to keep it up every Shabbos of the year. But if you're not paying attention to that on Pesach, so then what's your Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? You don't know what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about.
Sure.
Yeah. So the idea is really, and it's important. You know, even though it's not just for you, but it's also for the kids. It's also about giving it to the. That's why the Vegadat Talvincha. It's the Emunah that we have, and it's trying to show it how and giving it over to the children. So if a person has the ability, as much as they can, to make some sort of dagesh, some sort of emphasis on the Seder about inyanim of Emunah and explaining something, you know, even if the children are little. So the Rambam says you're supposed to explain to the children, why did the Mitzvim get so punished? The children can relate to the Makos, right? So why did the Mitzvim get such bad Makos? Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and anyone that does something bad to Klal Yisrael, they're going to get punished. And the Rambam says you're supposed to tell that to your children. Even though people don't like hearing, you know, people nowadays, you know, you don't punish people and this and that. But you're supposed to tell them if anyone that does bad things to the Jews is going to get punished. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, and this is what we see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. But these are the type of things that if we take the opportunity as it's happening to be mechazik ourselves in the emunah, and mitzvah Hashem, the rest of the year when we say zeichel letzias mitzrayim, it's going to be even that much stronger. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeichel to fulfill all the mitzvahs halayla, sipri tzias mitzrayim, should be mechazik ourselves in the emunah, and we should have a chakash of a semeh.
Amen.